Cheney, Bush, and Habush. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's on a book tour where she's being hounded by activists and questioned about her pledge that impeachment is off the table. She responded on the TV talk show The View.
If somebody had a crime that the president had committed, that would be a different story.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ron Suskind may have provided the evidence she doesn't want to see. Suskind has just published a book called The Way of the World. He makes an explosive charge that the Bush administration instructed the CIA to forge a letter that would support its claims that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and was linked to Al-Qaeda. He also charged that the person whose name is on the forged letter, the former head of Iraqi intelligence, the man who was the jack of diamonds in the U.S. military's most wanted deck of cards, Tahir Jalil Habush, was given $5 million in hush money. Suskind has recorded interviews with key U.S. and British intelligence agents who told him that secret meetings were held with Habush, who insisted that Iraq had no WMDs and that Saddam Hussein's evasiveness on WMDs was more to protect Iraq from its neighbors, principally Iran. Suskind interviewed Rob Richer, a career CIA operative who resigned to take a top job with the military contractor Blackwater to head up its new private spy operations. Richard told Suskind how George Tenet, then director of Central Intelligence, handed him the assignment to deal with a fabricated letter. Suskind posted the transcript of his interview with Richer on his website. It goes something like this. Richer, what I remember is George saying, we got this from basically from what George said was downtown. Suskind, which is the White House? Richer, yes. I would probably stand on my basically my reputation and say it came from the vice president. Suskind, it just had the White House stationery? Richer, exactly right. Well, after Suskind's book came out earlier this month, Richer issued a carefully phrased non-denial denial, which Suskind says reflects the enormous pressure Richer and people like him are under to keep important truths quiet. The key points stand. Habush, in January of 2003, assured British and U.S. intelligence that there were no WMDs. This was in time to prevent the invasion. Richard Dearlove, then head of British intelligence, MI6, personally flew to Washington to deliver this damning report. Rather than calling off the invasion, the U.S. secretly relocated Habush to Jordan and paid him $5 million. This is Ron Suskind.
This Habush character becomes, let's just say, radioactive inside of the White House. What are we going to do with Habush? And as one of the key CIA officials says, that, and of course, the White House has denied none of this, and they certainly, you know, they can't deny any of this, is that everyone was terrified that Habush would pop up on the screen during that summer of Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame.
That is, Habush could exacerbate the political problems the White House was facing around its justification for the war. By September 2003, with Habush silence, the scheme was hatched to provide the letter that would solve all the White House's problems, a letter backdated to July 2001 written in Habush's hand explaining that 9/11 ringleader Mohammed Atta had indeed received training in Iraq for the hijacking and that Al-Qaeda had also been helping Iraq obtain uranium from Niger. The letter was faked and leaked in Baghdad, after which a conservative British pundit, Con Coughlin, broke the story that supported the Bush administration. It raged through the international press like wildfire. Since Suskind's book has come out, Congressmember John Conyers, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has begun an investigation. I asked Conyers if there's talk of a bipartisan commission to investigate the charges.
There are four committees, and how they relate to each other will come forward very shortly.
Suskind has been told that Senator Jay Rockefeller's powerful Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is also investigating. Congress should find out who authorized the $5 million payout to Habush. Where is Habush, and will he be brought to Congress to testify? Who authorized the fabrication of the letter? What possible reason can there be for not declassifying the Dearlove report that there were no WMDs in Iraq other than for political reasons? The upcoming presidential conventions will be filled with vague promises of change. Congress should prove it and fully investigate Cheney, Bush, and Habush.